Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. Hello, everybody. This is the American Family Farmer. I consider you all to be friends. I hope that you consider me to be your friends. I'm Doug Steffen. I have a farm here in Framingham, Massachusetts. I've been around cows all my life, been on the farm all of my life. So the first item of interest in our news segment on the American Family Farmer is a focus on some of the indoor farms that have been created since COVID and now are shutting down. Their businesses have struggled, and yet there are more being built. Seems rather strange. If I go to Texas directly, you go to a location where there's a number of greenhouses about an hour outside of Dallas. There are big greenhouses growing lots of lettuce and other greens, putting them into small plastic containers. There are thousands, actually, of them. And so this enterprise grows lettuce to the full size. They get picked, they get packaged, they get shipped to all of the 48 states. It's called Eden Green Technology, one of the latest crop of indoor farming companies seeking to capitalize on the green reality that we find ourselves in. People want green. And so fresh produce is important. And this addresses the problem, or it addresses the opportunity all year long. The company I'm talking about here in Texas operates two greenhouses, has broken ground on a couple of more. The indoor facilities shelter the food supply from climate problems, and in fact there isn't enough water in some places and the land is dry and all that sort of thing. So the question is, does this thing work? Players in the industry are betting big money, even though there are a number of these things out in California, for example. There have been a lot of failures. There are a lot of marijuana grows that have been converted to various other agricultural opportunities. And it's gone back and forth. Wineries have become grows, and grows have become wineries. Some of the facilities that were grows that are closing down are now being used to farm produce, vertical produce. Kind of interesting to see the hydroponics, aquaponics. New Jersey's Aero Farms, Kentucky's App Harvest, however, they fly in the face of the reality of some of these other places that we're talking about. Up in Detroit, Planted Detroit has gone bankrupt. Aero Farms has gone out of business. Apple Harvest has closed its doors. So what about it? Is there a churn here? Does this failure bode badly for people who want to have a farm experience? They want to start a farming business? Well, it's a business. Some people are better at it than others. That's really the bottom line. This is becoming an agricultural industry that's important, and it is sustainable, but you got to be smart about how you run it. I guess that's as much as outdoor farming, indoor farming. It's all like any other business, the car business or the restaurant business or what. It's just you got to grow it and you got to grow what people want. You got to price it right, and you have to market it and distribute it properly. A lot of these farming processes now involve special robots, and AI is entering into it. Who knows whether that's going to make it better or worse? Hard to tell at this point. But the reason I'm telling you the story is because it's a great lesson in contradiction. Some of these indoor farms are doing very well, and some are not. And I think it has to do with location, perhaps, in some circumstances. But it also, you know, energy costs and help and all the things that we're reliant on. Know what you want to accomplish and how you're going to accomplish it, I guess, would be the lesson learned from that news. All right, here's an interesting development in the news box this month, or this week. The Environmental Protection Agency has rejected revisions to the Clean Water Act that were submitted a number of years ago. They're looking for more effective regulations on concentrated animal feeding operations, also known as CAFOS, C-A-F-O-S. There's an outfit in San Francisco called the Center for Food Safety. They, along with some other food groups, have sued the EPA for its denial to regulate factory farm pollution. The government is everywhere, folks. They are. The court action heats the issue of cattle yards polluting nearby leafy green fields without a solution. I get this because we see in various parts of the country all these huge factory farms with hundreds if not thousands of cows, and where's the runoff going? A lot of water pollution, the manure is stacked up to the sky, and then there are other things to be concerned about, how the animals are raised. That's a different thing. But the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has rejected the EPA's denial and required it to reconsider key reforms that were part of the 2017 regulations, expanding water pollution permits and, you know, that sort of thing. There's something wrong with this picture. Now, I know I promised this will be a news segment, but when I look at these things, I feel like I have to say something. The EPA, the groups that are suing the EPA, contend that agriculture is the nation's leading polluter of rivers and lakes. And this is what's given family farms a bad name, because the family farms aren't doing it. The factory farms are. There are a lot of rivers and a lot of lakes and ponds that have been polluted by these huge agribusinesses that basically are not regulated. So you and I do it the right way, but the huge factory farms don't. And so far, they have evaded clean water regulations. I don't know that it's about clean water. It's about keeping the thing, their whole operation clean, frankly. There are systems and permits that have been put into place for these large factory farms. The EPA has failed, even with these regulations, to curb pollution, so says the Biden administration, and so say those who want to regulate all of this stuff. But anyway, this is the concentrated animal feeding operations are a blight on the American family farmer. They're a blight on America in general. And a lot of manure is being spread in areas where it ought not to be spread. The other side of it is some of these regulations are ridiculous because they keep farmers from spreading the manure in a way that doesn't, it's harmful to them. I mean, these people, for the most part, the family farmers, they understand what it takes to protect their land, and they're going to do that. It's time we separate out the big factory farms from the family farms and treat them differently. It just is. I think this goes back when these bigger farms started to be developed in the late 60s, and through the 90s, they got really out of control. And the Environmental Protection Agency they've been selective and stupid in the way they've regulated farm pollution, frankly. And they want to come onto your land during the Obama administration. They wanted to come on your land and see a puddle in the driveway. That's a waterway. We have to regulate that. Nonsense. Take care of these big guys. Take care, and the rest of the problem will take care of itself. But make the big factory farms live up to the letter of the law. I guess that would be my focus or my point of view on this. Right to repair in our spectrum of interest here as we continue on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with an invitation. Right now, you can pick up the phone at this very instant and call 800-419-DOUG. Yep, 800-419-3684 really is the way to have a good time. If you're in line, first 10 callers get an operator right away, on duty all the time, answering 800-419-DOUG, so that you can be in line to win two nights in Las Vegas. You don't have to do anything. Just get in the line so you don't have to wait. First 10 callers by calling 800-419-DOUG will win two nights in Las Vegas. Some people even win three. Keep the number handy, or better yet, call it now, and you got two free nights in Las Vegas. 800-419-3684. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
All right, back with the latest on the fiasco of what we have or what we don't have in terms of right to repair. You'll remember earlier this year, Colorado passed the first farmer's right to repair law, and that's going into effect the beginning of next year. But there are a bunch of other states that are trying to get this done, Iowa, Missouri, South Dakota, to name a few, but they haven't been able to make this work yet. The bills are still stuck in committees. A bill in Michigan remains active. The state legislature is now starting its fall schedule, so they're going to take all of this stuff up. But there are a lot of other states that have just run out of steam when it comes to the proposed bill because, once again, the lobbyists for John Deere especially have gotten into the mix, and they have influenced the fact that right to repair is something we all need to have. As a matter of fact, the feds are looking at it instead of state by state because some of them from the farm states are so outraged at how John Deere is handling this, and they don't think that the American Farm Bureau or the National Farmers Union has handled this, have gotten actively involved in it as much as they should have. So we continue to follow the status of right to repair. I'm Doug Steffen. Coming up in a few moments, we discuss another interesting idea from the Shady Brook Farm. Find out after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Now, 23 after the hour, this week's American Family Farmer, Dave Fleming, is joining us. Dave is at Shady Brook Farm. Shady Brook Farm has an interesting story, and rather than me telling it, you're the expert on Shady Brook Farm, Dave. So you tell the story of its origins and what's going on there that is a model that other people can use to be successful. Great story, actually. By the way, Dave and Shady Brook Farm are in the Philadelphia area. Is that right?
Yeah, we're just outside of Philadelphia, just between Philadelphia and Trenton, New Jersey, right on the Delaware River.
A lot of great farms there, man, and the Delaware River. Did you hear me talking about the CAFOs and how to take care of manure and stuff?
I did not. I'm sorry. I was not able to listen to that.
All right. Well, I was just talking about where we are with all of that and how some, not only the dairy farms, but a lot of produce folks are looking, especially if they're organic, to manure. And whether that's helping or whether you can find enough of it around, because oftentimes in places and circumstances like you, there aren't a lot of dairy farms around, aren't a lot of beef. Most of the beef places are pasture, and now the dairy farms, though, are going more and more to feedlots. So I guess a place for me to start is for you to tell us what you're producing there, and then we'll find out how it's growing. So what do you? How much land do you have?
So we have about 140 acres that we own. We rent ground from some of the neighbors near us. So we farm about 225 acres. We're a vegetable farm, so we grow corn, tomatoes. We grow a lot of things for events. So we'll do strawberry festivals. So we have strawberries and blueberries and peaches, sunflowers, pumpkins and apples, and try to do things to bring the people out.
All right. So you're doing retail. Are you doing wholesale as well or just retail?
Just retail. Our past was wholesale, and that we finished up doing in 1999 is when we
Why did you change? What happened?
So the big thing that changed for us is the ground around us that we did not own, that we rented. We were farming about 1,500 acres. We were a collard, kale, turnips, and spinach grower, and we would ship up and down the East Coast. And the ground around us became sold and was not available for us to rent anymore. So we didn't have the quantity of acreage to keep up with the production to keep those wholesale buyers available. A local friend, farmer, came to my dad and uncle and said, if you guys don't open up a retail business because of all the people around you, I want to come and open up a retail business because you guys should be doing retail.
Mm-hmm. And so that was enough to convince them. Did they think, do you remember the conversations around the kitchen table? Or was it, okay, yep, that makes sense, let's do it.
So it was, you know, my cousin Wendy kind of started with growing strawberries and things. And then I was asked when I was in college to go on a farm tour through a North American Direct Farmers Marketing Association and see what was out there and really realize that we had a huge opportunity to produce things for the people around us, direct to consumer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's the way to go. Did it change a lot when COVID hit?
It changed drastically, but what we found, because we are an outdoor event, it really gave people an opportunity to come to us, and it enhanced our business. We were able to do some things to control the crowds and time ticketing and things like that, and it really helped people come to our farm, quite honestly.
Mm-hmm. I want to kind of probe with you into the outdoor events, as you call them, what that entails, especially this time of year when apples are big. We're sort of winding down some of the other things that grow, with the exception probably of corn some of the squashes that are still around. But let's find out what's going on right now as we continue. We've got another half hour of this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Stay tuned.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky will be in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. He'll meet with President Biden at the White House. The visit comes as Congress is currently weighing Biden's request to approve more than $20 billion in additional aid for Ukraine in its war against Russia. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer trying to go around Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville's block on military promotions. Lisa Taylor has more.
Schumer today moved to tee up votes on three key promotions, including for the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The Senate will hold one-off votes on top military brass, which are usually done together. This comes as Tuberville has held up more than 300 promotions in protest to the Pentagon's abortion policy.
After the Patriots-Dolphin game in Foxborough, 53-year-old Dale Mooney was punched in the head twice by a man wearing a Miami Dolphins jersey. He hit the ground and never got up. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Four past the hour now. You're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer. 34 after the hour now, this week's American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffens here with Dave Fleming from Shady Brook Farm. You can go to their website, shadybrookfarm.com, and see what's going on there. So you, your family, the farm has been around for over 100 years. Did you know from when you were a youngster that you were going to stay on the farm, or did you have other plans and then they changed?
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that I had a job offer from somewhere outside of the farm before I kind of came back. I wanted to kind of prove myself a little bit. So I personally went out and found a job up in New York City and then never took the job and had the ability to come into our family business and be able to grow a retail business while we had a wholesale business that was sustaining everything. So I was really lucky to be able to grow something when I had a successful business to back us up.
Hmm. All right. Well, sounds like good psychology. How did your folks take to that idea?
You know, I think they realized that it was things were changing, and my dad's big saying is adapt or die. So right around 1999, my dad retired from our business and started a winery, which is about 7 miles from us. And he is now 83 years old and running Rosebank Winery. And it's become a complement business to us. So he kind of realized that retail was going to become more important than the wholesale business he specialized in. So he really grew, and my brother, sister, and cousins and everybody kind of developed the retail business together. But my dad created another cool business.
So you sell what he makes on the wine, on the vineyard, in your, you have a retail store, I'm guessing, right?
We do, and with our events. State of Pennsylvania has a great law with limited winery license. You're allowed to have 5 satellite locations, and you're able to sell Pennsylvania brewed beer and Pennsylvania brewed spirits for those events. And it's really become an important part of our business to be able to promote local. So we have a little pub in our store. We call it the Stone's Throw. Everything comes from a stone's throw away.
That's what I like. The one thing, one good thing leads to another. So let me digress for a second. I'm interested in what the biggest problem is that you have overall have had since you've gone down the street, or is the problem of the year, this year, for example, it's always weather. That's got to be the biggest problem. But what other problems do you face that you've had to overcome and have been better for it?
Well, I think, you know, when you go, I went to the University of Delaware. I studied ag business management, and they really don't teach a class in dealing with bureaucracy and dealing with all of the different things that come, making sure you have the proper zoning, making sure you have all of the stuff to do, whether it's health department or state. And we find that everybody is usually pretty helpful, but that's a whole separate degree that I think colleges should be offering, is how to deal with the bureaucracy and how to make sure that you have the proper zoning. And that continues to be a problem in our farm, is trying to make sure that we have the proper zoning and be able to do the things that we want to do going forward.
Why should that be a problem on a farm that's been established since 1913? Why is the government involved at all?
So I think when you start to bring traffic and you start to bring things to the community and you become popular, it does create some struggles. And I think there's so many farms in our area that have tried to start and don't have the proper zoning and have been shut down. And it's been a struggle.
Well, what's the proper zoning? I'm just reflecting, because in Massachusetts, if you have a farm, you have the right to sell whatever you grow on your farm and other things as well without any permits. It's a farm, and you're growing things. So people come and buy stuff, or they can pick it. So is Pennsylvania not there, not in that league?
So I think when you're in a community where there's so many people around you, and you start doing the events and the things that we do and to grow that business, we were really, really fortunate that when I went on that farm tour, I met a gentleman out of Carnation, Washington, Gary Remlinger, who has a farm out there. And he sent us his zoning ordinance. So we got the zoning ordinance changed to be able to do it, to do what we want to do. But it still continues to be a problem with local farms, with wineries that are doing weddings and things like that that have been doing. And so the question you asked was, what is one of the bigger problems you're seeing? And I felt that was a problem that is really in our area, in more populated areas, but it is also a problem that farmers are seeing across the country as I belong to some of the different boards. We have worked our way through that pretty well, but I think that is an ongoing problem, and we want to adapt our business, and I think that can be an ongoing problem in the future.
But do you think that it's because of ignorance? The farming economy has changed so much. When we were kids, or I was kids, you know, maybe 30% of the people in the country made their living on the land. Now it's 2 or 3%. And the average person, when they see you driving down the street, at least in my community, there are only 2 or 3 farms left in my town. They see you going down the street in a tractor. They laugh at you. They point at you. They hide their ears because they don't like the noise. They don't respect your right to be on the road. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on now that basically here in my neck of the woods is built on ignorance. Do you have that? And is it an educational process to try to get people to understand how important it is to have local farms.
You know, in our area, as populated as that has become, I think there is definitely an ignorance to that, but we are at the point in our farm that we don't go off the farm to really drive down the road to do those things.
Yeah.
We're really staying on our farm. We're inviting people to come here, and we look at that as an ability to share that experience with people of coming to the farm, because the reality is the land in our area is way more valuable than any of the farm ground because it's just the way it has gone in this area. So it is a struggle realizing, and there's not very many farms left in our area.
Yeah, there aren't anywhere. So what kind of a problem does that pose for all of us? Something to think about, I think, as we continue. Stand by. We'll have more. A very interesting Dave Fleming, who is a multi-generational farmer. Shady Brook Farm, shadybrookfarm.com is the location. You can see what they're doing, what's going on in their store, what they have in their garden, the garden center, what you can do as far as activities are concerned, which seems to be important to lots of farmers. I'll tell you my story or my rendering of how that's going in a matter of moments. We now focus on you, ladies and gentlemen, and your health and well-being. If you've had a busy summer, maybe you've kicked off those pounds that you gained last winter and you feel better for it. Maybe you had the help. Maybe you listened to me tell you about Calitrin and the successful way to kick that weight and keep it off. The secret to their success is the ingredient, or ingredients, because it's collagen protein, it's digestive enzymes, aloe vera, and maybe that means something to you, maybe it doesn't. Maybe what means most to you is that it is organic, or maybe what means the most to you is that there's an 86% success rate, and you want to get a bite of that. Whatever it is that appeals to you, that intrigues you, what intrigues me, frankly, is the fact that you lose the weight and you keep it off staying on this program. Lots of buy one, get one free offers, all kinds of special things as we celebrate the success of Calitrin. Please go to their website, toploss.com, and see what opportunities there are there for you to lose weight, keep it off. Look at all the people who have had success. I'm talking about real success. This is something, there's something endemic in this. There's something so exciting, even though it's a low-key operation. Their website certainly is low-key. So, but try it. I think you'll like it. And if you don't, you get your money back. Pretty simple. Calitrin at toploss.com. When you check out, trying to perhaps use the first 90-day supply, when you purchase that, use the discount code Doug. You'll get free shipping and whatever the best deal is at the time. Be my guest. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Back with Dave Fleming here on the American Family Farmer. Now, you've got two different operations, it looks like to me. You've got pick your own, and then you have people to pick and harvest. So if people want to come and pick whatever, tomatoes, do you let people come and pick if they want to, or do you have specific things that they can do, and then are you picking all of these things for the people that don't want to be involved in pick your own?
Yeah, correct. We're doing both. We're trying to provide the experience to people who want to come to the farm, as well as be able to pick. So if you want to come into the store and be able to get stuff to take home, we have both provided for you.
Mm-hmm. And what other things, agritourism-wise, that aren't really agricultural? I notice you have a holiday light show. I'm looking into that on my farm, but I'm actually trying to get away from all that stuff. I'm trying to go back to the roots of the farm, which is raising dairy cows and milking dairy cows, but it's been so hard, again, kind of the regulatory bandwagon from people who don't know. I'll never forget a guy came into the farmyard and he had a little book with him. He was 23 years old and he was the new inspector. So he said, here on page 46 of this book, you're supposed to do this and you aren't doing it. And at that point I closed the book and I gave it to him. I said, please come back when you know what you're talking about. That it's not maybe so much of a problem for your kind of operation, it is for dairy, do you think, or is much of a problem?
Yeah, so we don't have any dairy in our area at all really anymore. So but we still have to deal with health inspectors and different things. And we have found that our local health inspectors have really turned the page to become much more consultants and really offering advice.
Good, they're there to help. Yeah.
The thing. So here in Bucks County, I think that has really worked well, but you still always have different jurisdictions and different agencies that are coming in with different types of opinions about things that are difficult to deal with for sure.
What do you like best about your farm? What is Dave Fleming like best about driving into the barnyard and looking around and seeing what's going on? What excites you?
So I think what excites me is, you know, I really feel that when people come to our farm, they have a way to experience, whether it's the lights or whether it's the Easter egg hunt or whether it is picking sunflowers. We're providing a place for people to experience a farm. And when I see those faces, when I talk to people and they hear what we do and how we do it, that really excites me. Recognize what we're doing for the community and how we provide it for people to be here. And it's something that we really, really enjoy.
Well, it's a part of Americana that not to be lost. And we try to highlight some of the more successful farms around the country, whether it be dairy or whether it be produce, so that people get encouraged or excited about going ahead, moving ahead with what they're doing. So congratulations on the indoor events, the outdoor events. People come from far and wide, bring busloads of kids in. That's all very cool. Maybe to find out how you can expand in a way that's been successful at Shady Brook, just go to the website, shadybrookfarm.com. Dave Fleming here. Thanks very much, Dave. Continued success to you and your family on the farm. I'm Doug Steffen, continuing with my thoughts on a particular issue right after these words here on the American Family Farmer.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour now, you've heard a lot of conversation this week about various rules and regulations in our news segment. Then we were talking with a fellow who's got a great, very successful farm. And I guess maybe people, I get this question all the time. What does it mean to be successful? That's in the, it's like beauty, in the eyes and the ears of the beholder. This portion of the program every week I sort of devote to an item that's attracted my attention. And then my thoughts on the item, and I guess as I'm trying to be, because I feel this way about it myself, that's why I'm doing this program, I am optimistic about agriculture. I'm optimistic about the economy, the ag economy, even though we have crazy things going on in dairy at the moment. And you have, I'm sure, wherever you are, you've run into these same problems with regulators that don't know what they're doing. Regulators who have favorites, you know, all of that stuff. And so even with that, because maybe of the very nature of being a farmer, you have more optimism, even though there have been a lot of people who have lost their optimism. I think a couple of weeks ago during this portion of the program, we were talking about the number of suicides that have taken place on the farms in the last 5 or 6 years. But in a survey that I saw of future expectations on the ag economy, it seems that farmers feel better. Actually, the overview went up 5 points among the 400 farmers who responded to this request for information, which was done last month. Producers seem to be slightly more confident about farming economy, even though there is a lot of volatility in the crop prices. Concerns about interest rates, for sure. Concerns about the cost of fuel, the cost of, you know, what the government wants you to do in terms of the environment. There are all kinds of things that sort of stick in our craw. Some of them are easily dealt with. Some of them are not. But I do think it's good because we want to have the optimism there. The improvement in our perspective on things has been going. Actually, it's gone up in the last 4 or 5 months. This is a survey that's done pretty much every month. So far this year, it's 14 points higher than it was since bottoming out in November of 2021 during the height of COVID. And it's not because people did badly on the farm during COVID. Actually, they did very well, but problems with health of the farmers themselves and help on the farm, that kind of stuff. There's a lot of volatility in commodity prices if you're selling into the big markets. If you're selling on your own farm, not so much. And I think you probably noticed that since early summer this year, prices have been pretty steady. I know that I'm not getting enough for what I do. I do ice cream and cheeses and milk and that sort of thing on my farm. We're not getting enough money for it. But if you charge what you need to, sometimes people say, well, why is it so expensive? Well, because everything else, look at your own. I think this is what if somebody says to me, hey, the price is kind of expensive. Yep. You know, have you paid your taxes lately? Have you paid for the price of ice cream itself has gone up about 37% in the last 2 years. And that's just the way it is everywhere. And if you're going to, I was noticing, you know, now this time of year, people are buying cover crops to protect the land in all kinds of ways. Good for the soil, good to keep it in tow, that sort of thing. And those prices have gone up since last year, 18%. Wow. Woo. So the thing I'm reflecting on, this fellow that joined us this week and buying local, and how you're getting your people, whether you're in the East Coast, whether you're in the Midwest, in Wisconsin, wherever you are, how are you providing safe and affordable food to your community? And do they know it? Are you using social media, local news organizations? Are you getting the word out so that people understand the benefits of buying locally? They're endless. The benefits are endless. Not only is the food better, it's good for the local economy. It's good to keep the agricultural businesses running, because as soon as they go away, we're going to become dependent on other countries for our food, and God knows we don't want that. So think about how you're doing this year. Think about where you were last year. I think there are a lot of people who are really very gung-ho, if you will, on selling local, getting people to buy local, but it's a never-ending quest. You can't stop. You got to keep doing it. So my suggestion is, keep doing it and keep being successful. Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.